We hear the Gospel of Luke today, the instruction of Jesus to his disciples on how to pray. We are more familiar with the version from the Gospel of Matthew, the Our Father as we recite it. It's helpful, though, to hear it in a different way at times, to hear it anew, to hear it afresh, to hear a line like, we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. It's a good line to hear, right? My brothers and sisters, what is prayer? It was on the playground. Yes, I go on the playground. I was on the playground the other day, and some of the kids, I thanked them for their prayers. I had a meeting, and so they said that I asked them to pray for me, and so I went to tell them how the meeting went, because I wanted them to know that, you know, that when they pray for me, the meeting went well. And some of the kids were like, well, we're glad, we're happy. It's kind of like magic. And I was like, no, it's not. It's not like magic at all. Magic is this sense that, this belief that we have secret knowledge about certain words, and we say them, and things happen. That we have power. Power to control whatever these elements, these powers that are at effect by our words. The Christian prayer is nothing like magic. The Christian prayer is speaking to someone. It is a conversation. It is closer to a conversation between a child and the child's parent than it is to magic. I heard a really great homily the other day. There are three ways in which God answers prayer. Yes, not yet, and I have something better for you. Yes, not yet, and I have something better for you. My brothers and sisters, our prayer does not manipulate the heart of God. It does not control the heart of God. If we say the right things the right amount of times, all of a sudden God doesn't go, oh, how did they know? Now I must give them what they asked for. Our prayer is nothing like that. Our prayer is the child going before a loving parent and speaking his or her heart. And the parent receiving that and responding with love. Yes, not yet, or I have something better for you. My brothers and sisters, if there is any superstition in our prayer, any thought that we somehow manipulate God by the words we say, even the words of the Mass. I mean, for crying out loud, they're written in a book. I have to recite them this way. But that's because I'm quoting Jesus. We want to make sure that the quote is right. When I baptize a child, I don't baptize the child in whatever way or thought or words that I choose. Jesus says, go out into the whole world and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so we do. The words of our Mass, the prayers, is so that the church might be unified throughout the world. That two or three would come into agreement and that their prayers would be answered. This is not magic, my brothers and sisters. It is a child coming before a parent who loves them dearly and speaking their heart and being answered. Don't make it too complicated. Amen.